USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big two-year spending deal is done. The White House says President Trump signed the bill today. It suspends the federal debt ceiling and funds the federal government beyond next year's election. The president also announced on Twitter that he will not nominate Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to be the new Director of National Intelligence. 164,000 jobs were added in the month of July. That's pretty much what analysts were expecting. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business the July jobs report was pretty good, especially when you look at the increases in hourly wage earnings for workers.
This is, I think, an astonishingly positive, diversified, rebuilding growth prosperity cycle of this economy that is touching all Americans.
That 164,000 number is down, though, from June when the economy added 224,000 jobs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Apple is suspending one of Siri's functions due to privacy concerns. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A program that let contractors listen to queries from people using Siri is being put on hold now by Apple. The program was supposed to help contractors grade the digital assistant's responses, but it also allowed them to listen to some, in some cases, very personal conversations. Apple says in a statement that it is suspending the Siri grading globally while the company conducts a thorough review and tries to find a solution.
Today is the last day of operation for the GM plant in Warren, Michigan. The facility is one of five in North America that is being shut down. Daniel Murray tells NBC News the news of the plant closing was hard to take.
The anxiety that I have, not knowing where I'm about to go and what's going on with my future, it's a hard thing to swallow.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With more on one of our top stories, Vice President Mike Pence is touting the latest job numbers. Speaking in Atlanta on Friday, Pence says the American dream is working again for every American.
As the job report today confirms, since Election Day 2016, businesses large and small across America have created 6.2 million new jobs.
A man in New York City claims he's beat up by a group of violent thugs because they don't like his Make America Great Again hat. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
In New York City, a man, an immigrant wearing a red MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, who supports President Trump, claims he's assaulted by a group of 15 to 18 violent teenagers for wearing that hat. Jahangir Turan, 42 years old, who goes by the name Johnny, telling police officers he's walking down the street when suddenly he's punched in the face.
One kid took my head and bashed it against the scaffolding.
Turan, who owns an art gallery in New York City, telling reporters at a news conference, it's sad to be beaten up like this because I was wearing the hat. This is America. Everybody has a right. Now, he has a fractured cheekbone and a black eye. Turan buying the hat this week at Trump Tower, but tells reporters he may not be wearing it out again in public.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.